Welcome into the Woods Podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. Episode number 223, I think. Like a high school football team, ready to run out onto the field. At a homecoming game, only to lose 49-7. I don't know what the hell he's saying in that song, but it gets me going, man. It's something about it. Just something, you know, makes me want to pop the fuck off. How are you? Ryan Woods, Into the Woods Podcast. For Tuesday, October 10th, 2023. Winding down the year here. Huh? 3 months left. What are you going to do with them? Huh? You gonna push all your problems back to a New Year's resolution again? There's only 3 years left, 3 months left in the year. I don't think I can get it done. I'll just start that in January, knowing damn well you won't start that in January. You're just perpetually pushing it off, perpetually making goals you'll never achieve. We've all been there, man. You know? Because look, I saw myself in a dress shirt and dress pants and dress clothes this weekend when I went to a wedding. And I got to admit, man, it made me want to make a change. It made me want to make a change. If you ever want to make a change in your life, or you need that extra push to make a change in your life, take a bunch of pictures from like random angles. Like go to a wedding, perhaps. Have people take photos of you, and you're going to look at them and go, ugh, ugh. And you're going to remember every bad meal, every drink you've had that you're like, damn, I need to fix that. Maybe you won't. I mean, I'm gonna give it my best, but we all know where it's going to end probably. So, yeah, speaking of weddings, I mean, nothing like a good old-fashioned wedding this weekend, huh? I was a guest at a wedding. Dana was in the wedding, so I had all day Saturday to myself. Dropped her off at 8 a.m. for hair and makeup, which is a big deal to ladies at their wedding day. You know? Get their hair and makeup done. I had to drop her off. I drove away, and I was like, what am I going to do with these 8 hours? I didn't have anywhere to be. I dropped her off at 8. I had until 4:30 to do nothing. So I was in Columbus, beautiful state capital. It's funny about Ohio is that if you drive, the funniest part about Ohio is it's really built in increments. You have Cleveland up on the lake here, then you have legitimately nothing in between here and Columbus, and then between Columbus and Cincinnati, there's also legitimately nothing. And Cincinnati even is in Kentucky. So, I mean, we're talking about just a lot of nothing going on in Ohio. You don't understand the scope of how large the United States is until you drive through a state like Ohio. Until you just get on the road and then you're driving. Like, what is going on here? You drive by, you reach the American Classic, where you just randomly come along and there's a truck stop. There's a truck stop, an Arby's, a Wendy's, a McDonald's, a Burger King, and an old Taco Bell. And all of these signs are old school. They're all old school signs. There's like a Love's truck stop, that old Wendy's sign that has like the cursive Wendy's writing, an old McDonald's sign, and then the old Taco Bell sign, and you know which one I'm talking about. You're driving through a rural American town, and there's always like a random large cross on the side of the highway, and there's always a big repent now sign. So, yeah, so I was driving through Ohio. But anyways, Saturday I woke up, dropped Dane off around 8 a.m., got back to the hotel. Was like, maybe I should go to the gym. I know the Columbus hosts the Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic. So I figured maybe there's a gym around town. I walk a half mile to the gym. Like a true city folk, I'm walking to the gym. Get there, have to pay $20. I had to pay $20 for a day pass at a gym in Columbus. That gym was also old. Carpet that was like just paper thin on the ground. I mean, the weights were old. Everything was old about it. I'm like, where does this $20 go, man? Does it pay the rent on this place? It's probably exorbitant. Maybe I just figured it out. But I paid $20 for a gym day pass. Why are gym day passes so expensive? Why is that? Could I have worked out at the hotel gym? Sure. Couldn't you have charged me $5 instead of $20? You charged me $20 to work out at your gym? Whatever. So after I paid $20, I finished my workout in like 45 minutes. Because I don't know what's up with these people who work out for a lot longer. If you're working out for more than an hour just doing weights, you're doing too much. I just want you to know that. I know everyone's going to pick apart my body now and be like, oh, maybe you should work out longer, fatso. And I'll be like, all right, listen. If you want to work out for an hour and just lift weights and hang out at the gym, we all know you're just working out your jaw muscles by yapping at the gym. Okay, I get in there and I get out. Okay, 30 to 45 minutes with the weights. Doesn't need to be more. But because of that, I was like, look, I'll walk for a half an hour just so I get my money's worth. That was the rationale that I made. I had to pay $20 for a gym day pass. I'm going to use your treadmills for 30 minutes and walk at a 6 incline at 3 miles an hour. How's that? Mile and a half. Like it was nothing. Anywho. Then I went to Chipotle, some guy on a bike driving for DoorDash, told them that they were fucking stupid. At Chipotle, that was awesome. It was 11 a.m. And this guy at Chipotle was just like, we were both waiting on mobile orders, but he was waiting on one for DoorDash. And he's just standing there like, he walks up and he's like, that's not for me. Fuck. Fucking idiots. That's what he said. He was walking away. Fucking idiots. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, like, are you serious? There's just people working in here. Like, I don't know where people get off being shitty to one another in an interaction that doesn't need to be shitty. This goes for everyone involved, but like, say a worker at a fast food restaurant and a human being who's at the fast food restaurant, a patron of that business. Why is there so much tension? Like, why does that patron of the business feel like they can just attack the people working there? And then why do the people working there not care about what they do? Because I'll be honest, I was at a Taco Bell, and I wish I could shout these people out. These people cared about their Taco Bell, my Taco Bell experience. They cared about me having a good time. And I'll be honest, I love that. And I wish I could have went back there and shaken everyone's hand that was working there. The four people that were working at that Taco Bell deserve raises. They deserve equity in the company for what they were doing. Everything was perfect. We've all been to Taco Bell and it's a bad experience. But when you go and you have a good experience at Taco Bell, you remember that. You remember that. You remember it like it was your first time. That's all I'm saying. But anyways, he's walking away and the lady's like, I'm sorry, sir. What was the name on your order? And he just screams it back. He's like, Mike. Mike was the name. She's like, okay, we're working on that right now. Clearly not fast enough. That's what he said. Clearly not fast enough. It's 11:02. And I'm just standing there awkwardly because I'm not going to confront him. I'm just like, oh, man, this is fucking awkward. I'm just staring at my phone like, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm just like, I want to get out of here. Why is this happening to me? Then I start having all these schizophrenic thoughts that I'm always caught up in these things. Like, are you serious? Like, would this happen if I wasn't here? You know, it's all my fault. And then you know what the worst thing happened was when that happened? When this was going on? Guess who got their food first? Me. Like a fucking idiot, huh? Fuck. They're like, Ryan? And I'm like, damn it, now he knows my name. I was expecting him for him to run up and just fucking beat the shit out of me. Ugh. But anyways, yeah, I went back to my hotel room, watched a bunch of college football, took a nap, took a shower, used the hotel shampoo and conditioner. I'm a warrior. I'm a hero. Okay? That's dangerous. It's dangerous living using the hotel shampoo and conditioner. Someone once told me that people steal the hotel shampoo and conditioner. And that blows my mind. I could understand stealing like a bar of soap, right? If it's in like a prepackaged thing and you didn't use it and you just want to steal it. But like, why would you want to steal the shampoo and conditioner? Such a small bottle. You're going to get like two uses out of it. I did used to steal the one soap from this one hotel we'd go to. I'd steal all the soaps because it smelled so good. And then it stopped smelling good after a while. Like most things, you know, it wears off on you. But anyways, so yeah, we went to this wedding. I ride down there. It's a kind of a nightmare scenario for me because there's a lot of older people. I was one of the only young people there that, and I didn't know any of the people in the wedding party. And I have to admit, a wedding is more like a frat party anymore. People are, like, dudes at a wedding go obviously apeshit. The thing about girls at a wedding, I saw a bunch of single chicks at this wedding. Not that I was interested or anything, but the way they were oogling up these guys. Here's the thing about single chicks at weddings. Here's the thing. If there's a single chick at a wedding, because women can't let other women have a good night and they have to make it about them somehow. So these single chicks, no one's easier than a single chick at a wedding. I hate to say it, but like, let's be honest with each other. They're around all the love. It gets all the woman stuff going, right? And then the other women can't let other women have a good night and have their moment. So they have to try to wait to steal it. So they're out there. They're on the prowl. You know what I mean? Look, I hate saying it, but it's honest. So whatever. So I'm there. It's a fucking nightmare. I'm there just ordering rum and diets. You know me. That's a choice. Drink a choice. I posted on my Instagram story at Ryan Woods, 2 S's, that I was going to have roughly 23 rum and diets. I probably obliterated that number in the cocktail hour scenario where I was just pounding these. Like the bartender, when I walked up, she would be like, another? And I'm like, yes. She's like, can I reuse the glass? And I'm like, sure. I don't give a fuck. And then I'm drinking rum and Diet Coke, lady. You think I give a shit? I'm trying to get obliterated. And what did I do? I got obliterated. I was running around with these, they had these glow sticks and I'm playing air drums. If you want to have a good wedding and a lot of the people there look like me, had the same skin complexion as me, the way to have a good wedding is play the hits. And by the hits, I mean the Macarena, the Cotton Eye Joe, throw in a little Journey, Don't Stop Believin'. And you will have a gaggle of people on the dance floor belting out the words, or they'll be doing the little thing where they put their hands on their hips and then jump. And then they'll just start doing this with their hands. I don't even know the Macarena, but I'd never even learned it. But I just feel like it's in my hardwired into my brain for me to do it. It's crazy. That's how you have a good wedding. So people were doing the Macarena. People were doing the Cotton Eye Joe, I think. It really got kind of blurry near the end. And then we went to the after party, and I'm embarrassed about this, but I reached a point of drunkenness or just wasted. Some would call it blacked out, but I remember I was talking to a guy who was telling me about his job because you have to make stupid small talk with everyone at a wedding. So what do you do for work? You have to ask that question a million times. So I remember I asked that question like an idiot, and I'm standing there with my rum and Diet Coke, and I'm just looking at this guy like, and that's how I knew it was time for me to go. So I put my drink down and I was like, I gotta go. And I just left. That was my weekend. Fucking riveting, isn't it? I mean, geez, what a weekend. Anything else happened this weekend in the world, huh? In the most seamless transition of comedy in the history of world, a comedy podcast. I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. Something did happen. I'm going to keep it real. This Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Don't know much about it. I'm really nervous about what's going on. And by that, I mean I have no idea what I'm supposed to believe. I don't know. I don't want to take a side. Is that okay if I don't take a side? I know our government's taking a side, and it looks like we're going to war. So that's cool. We sent the Gerald R4. We sent the Freedom Machine after him. Fuck yeah. I don't like when innocent people die. It's crazy to me that war is legal. Just legal murder. Hey, we disagree about something? Is there a civil way to handle this? Maybe. Are we going to do that? No. We're all going to kill each other. And injure a lot of people in the process. And maybe just obliterate a lot of cities while we're at it. Cool. Think about how crazy that is. What year is it? 2023. This is stuff they used to do. I feel like we should be beyond this. And the reason I think we're not beyond it is because the weapons of war have gotten better. Like, we used to have to, like, go and walk, you know, and stand across the field from somebody and just shoot these little round balls that would usually miss. And then people would be like, oh, darn, we'll get them tomorrow. It's nighttime. See ya. But now it's, like, air-guided or electronically guided missiles from drones and iPads just around the world. Like, yeah, we're going to blow up this apartment complex. Beep, boop, boop. 2,000 people dead. Oh, fuck yeah. And then they're just like, all right, well, see you tomorrow. You have airplanes that can travel at, like, they're just putting up speed of light, it feels like, dropping bombs on their ass. You know? What I really, really, I'm going to try to say this without sounding a lot of, you know, super Republican, I guess is the word. I do think it's a little messed up that the government can just shell out cash for foreign wars while I have to pay back my student loan. And look, I get it. I understand that I have to pay my student loan because I decided to go to college. I know I decided to get paid a zillion dollars or get charged a zillion dollars for something that I'd probably have to take, you know, 9 to 10 years to repay. And some people have a lot more. I think that'd be insurmountable, but whatever. But it's okay because they're going to fund a bunch of wars that have really nothing to do with me. Awesome. Cool. I know Ryan seems like you're being really selfish about this. I am. Because that's how life is. Okay? I wish I wasn't selfish. I wish I didn't have to talk about Palestine and Israel going to war. Feels like they've been at war my whole life. They just hate each other. It's kind of awesome that we're just doing this again. But it's also kind of not awesome. Right? Because we're all just going to go to war. It's kind of awesome because I feel like it's happening again where the best thing about whenever something happens in life now, but it's always or in the world, right? So if there's like a law being passed about, like, say, I don't know, reproductive rights, people post on their Instagram story like a little blurb about reproductive rights or something, you know, or like issue one on a ballot and people post that. But now when there's a war, really feels like there's like a sports element to it where people are just posting like the Israeli flag or the Palestinian flag on their Instagram story. And it's like the team they support, which is really messed up because like people are dying. Right. So that's a bummer. It's just a weird, weird, weird time to just go on the internet and see a bunch of sports teams standing with Israel. It's just a little odd. I don't even know what am I supposed to stand with? I'm standing for so much, to be honest with you. I think I've reached my standing capacity. I think the pressure of having to stand with everything all the time. Can I sit this one out? I don't know. Okay. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm just a normal guy. I'm a normal ass guy. I record a podcast in my fiance's basement. I'm not standing for anything anymore. Okay. If you stand for nothing, you fall for anything. No, I think I'm just going to sit this one out. Figuratively and literally. I'm just going to sit this one out. I really don't know what's going on. But, yeah. So, well, that was a fun 5 minutes, huh? Want to talk about something more fun? What about the Las Vegas Sphere. Las Vegas Sphere. I was seeing a bunch of videos from inside this thing. Dude, what are we doing? I thought it was just a stupid big ball. You know? I thought it was just a big... It was Sphere. Experience on sale now. Shows. All shows. You can go to the Sphere Experience. How many people can sit in the Sphere? U2 is returning to the stage for a special run of shows. U2 UV Achtung Baby live at the Sphere is the Out of This World live music experience. Okay. How many people can sit here? How many people can fit? Does the Sphere hold? 18,000 people. Holy shit. 366 feet high and 516 feet wide. Golly, can fit 18,000 people. And all seats have high-speed internet access. Haptic technology. What is haptic? Is that like feel? Like the shit will fucking move and vibrate? Like a dryer? Like you're sitting on the dryer if you're a woman? Am I right? Sorry. How big is it? It's big, man. The venue has a 250-foot resolution LED wraparound screen with 16,000 speakers and roughly 17,000. There's so many different sources on this. I'd like to go to the Sphere. I'm not a drug guy, as we know, but I just imagine somebody in the Sphere. Like, I imagine that's how LSD looks. Somebody just staring off like, oh my God. Like, oh my God, I see God. That's the thing. I think that everything is inherently bad. You know? Ryan, what a thought. Why do you think that? Well, I'm just telling you. Inherently, religion is a good thing. Right? But once people get involved, it becomes a bad thing. Such as government. Government is a great idea in practice. But then people's greed gets in the way, and then what happens? It becomes inherently bad. I mean, think about it. Ryan, you just cracked the code. You're a genius. Thank you. Stupid fucking Sphere. Who's going to be the first guy to do like a... Like, when are they going to get a good band? Like, why is U2? And why are there so many people at a U2 guy? Is U2 that popular? Golly. Did you guys see the conspiracy theories for the phone alert last week? When people were having a conniption about that? I swear the conspiracy people are just out of control. They're out of control. They will make anything the biggest thing in the world. They can tap your phone, put your phone on airplane mode. Never go outside. Lock your arms behind your back with a chastity belt. Never move. Ah. Don't trust anybody, even your mailman. Your mailman's a spy. He has a camera in his hat and he's looking inside your windows right now. Yeah, I saw a post where it was like, I saw people sharing this post. Let me see if I can pull it up. People were legitimately sharing a post. Can I see it? Oh, I guess I can't. I guess I probably won't, to be honest. Oh, here we go. Tomorrow is 10-4. A nationwide emergency alert test will be performed at 2:30. This has a lot of meanings. They are setting all electronics to the new satellites. If they aren't set, they may not work, meaning you have to buy a new one. No. If you're in an unsafe situation and have a second or hidden cell phone for emergencies, you should switch it off at least 2 or put it on airplane mode so nobody knows where it's at. That was for people in prison. You should not let your children listen to this broadcast. Send them outside away from the noise. What a fucking Amber Alert. If you have old tech like CBs, I would suggest unplugging them and turning them off. They will be testing all tech, including phones, TVs, smartwatches, radios. Anything that can pick it up. God bless. You people are crazy. The funny thing is about conspiracy people being so crazy about like the radio broadcast, the emergency alert test system. They never have to be right. They just need to keep saying this every time something happens. Everything needs to be super sinister all the time. But in reality, it's nothing. Okay? They don't want to kill you, control you. I mean, you're already walking around with a satellite phone in your head. You already have the GPS tracked phone in your pocket. What do you mean they want to control you? They have you. Do you pay taxes? Do you have to go to work? Can you quit your job and then not work for a couple years? Probably not. You probably have to work because you're behind on bills. You probably own a new car you have to pay a bill on. I mean, fuck, in my case, I got to pay back a student loan. Ryan, how many times are you going to bitch about the student loan? Can't you just pay it back? Yeah, I'm trying, okay? Another thing I saw as an epidemic. There's a real epidemic of people addicted to vapes. Vaping is not cool. Vaping is for losers. If you vape, you're a loser. I hate to break it to you, but you're a loser. Okay? You're addicted to nicotine. You're an addict. You look silly, sucking the inside of your fist, trying to hide it. Think about that for a moment. That wouldn't be cool if somebody was sneaking cocaine. I mean, that guy might actually be more fun to be around, and he wouldn't smell like cotton candy. Just sweat and anxiety he would smell like, but here you are, sucking down a vape, trying to hide it like we all don't see you. Like you're like coughing into your hand, but you're actually just sucking on a vape. Grow up. Put the vape down. Be a man. Be a grown-up. Smoke a cigarette. You freaks. Well, I think that'll be it, huh? I think that'll be the end of the podcast. You guys had a good time? Sorry I was a little discombobulated. Long weekend, you know? Wasn't hungover, though. I know that's going to seem shocking to a lot of you, but I wasn't hungover. Felt like I did all right. So, enjoy your week. NHL's back this week. How about that, huh? Browns are back this week, maybe, with a quarterback who's hurt, but also not hurt, but hurt. Who knows? Email me, ryanwoodspod@gmail.com. Follow me at the links below. Love you guys. Talk to you next week. Love you.